Okay, Daniel.
Well, Brad, here we snow again as Art Horn, award-winning meteorologist, joins us this morning in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. He's on Brad and Dan. Art, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. We're lucky to have you, Art.
Yes, you are.
I knew that was coming.
Thank you for that.
Let's get to this storm. What do we need to know about this storm today, Art?
I think the first thing we need to know is it's not bad this morning, and even getting into the early afternoon, not too bad. It really isn't doing much of anything anywhere in the area. This is a very slow-moving storm and very slow to evolve, so it's going to take a while before this thing really begins to significantly impact our area. I do think the afternoon commute will start to feel the impacts of the storm, and then as we get into the evening, the snow will become steadier and heavier, and overnight we'll see more in the way of accumulation. But this is a really difficult storm to predict. We have one center right now over West Virginia, another one off of the Maryland coast. Now, the one off the Maryland coast is going to try to go out to sea, but then another center is going to form to the west of that. And then that's the storm that will really begin to affect us. Our indicators are all over the place as to how much actual liquid precipitation will come out of the sky. But I think by the time it's all said and done in the Hartford area, you're looking at about maybe 5 to as much as 10 inches of snow.
Wow.
There'll be actually more as you head to the south. Over southeastern Connecticut, typically southeastern New London County will get a mixture, and that will reduce the amount somewhat there. But the farther north you go towards Massachusetts, the less snow. The farther south you go in, say, Fairfield and Middlesex and New Haven counties, the more snow you will see. So these spring storms are notoriously difficult to predict, even more so than during the regular winter. But there's no doubt it's going to have an impact, and it will have an impact on tomorrow morning's.
How much of an impact? How much of an impact tomorrow morning?
Well, you know, it's all up to the administrators as to what they want to do. It could end up being a delay. It could end up being cancellation. I don't make that call, so I don't really know. But there's going to be a significant amount of snow around to clean up, so it may mean. It may mean some cancellations in some areas.
Wow. Art, hang in there. I know we have a traffic update, Brad, and then we'll be back with award-winning meteorologist Art Horn.
Absolutely. It is coming up to 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, and let's check that traffic.
The Talk of Connecticut, Bouvier Insurance Traffic.
The heaviest traffic at this hour is heading into Hartford. Delays on 91 southbound, congestion between exits 34 and 32. And in East Hartford, you'll find delays on 84 westbound between exit 54 and 48, including crossing the Bulkley Bridge. We're not seeing any problems in Waterbury, surprisingly. It's an easy ride on 84 east and west, and no issues in New Haven. I'm Gary Lee Horn.
Okay. No problems in Waterbury.
Well, that's good. They'll have problems tomorrow, though. So,
yes.
Art, there seems to be, like you said, a lot of moving parts then as far as this storm is concerned. Art, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There seem to be a lot of moving parts then as far as this storm is concerned. Is that right?
Yes. One of the problems you get when you get into this time of year is the sun is getting higher in the sky every day. So the atmosphere is being warmed from below, but above the ground, it's still winter. So the rate at which temperature falls as you go up increases. That makes the atmosphere very unstable, and that makes it more unpredictable. So this time of year is notorious. I always said that when I was doing television, if I could have taken April off, I would.
I love it. I love
because
it.
You can be 90 degrees and it can still snow.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you get into this time of year, later into March, it's just wackier than normal. And it's plenty wacky when it's in its normal state.
Let me ask you this then. Do you think that storm then tomorrow could be different than we've got it calculated for now?
This whole thing is winding down tomorrow morning, as you said in the forecast. 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, this thing is pretty much over. So the bulk of the snow is really, say, let's say, 5 p.m. to about maybe 3 a.m. Tomorrow morning, and then it just kind of sputters out. But it is a slow mover. It's probably not going to be one of these storms where it snows really, really hard. It'll be more of a, you know, it just kind of grinds it out over a large number of hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, you know, that should help the cleanup.
Right. It should, yeah. Now, you know, how about the wind afterwards?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's going to be cold. This has been a cold month, although when you look at last March was a lot colder.
Really?
Actually. They both started off warm. Last March, first day of March last year in 17, the high was 61 degrees. This year it was 60.
Huh.
But now it's obviously cooled off, and it's going to stay cold, I think, through the rest of the month. I think we're probably going to have a cooler than average April. But the indications are the summer is going to be a little warmer than average.
Really?
Wow.
So, and that's good, because if you get a cooler than average summer, many times it means a wet summer. So if it's a little warmer than average, it usually means the weather's going to be pretty nice. And, you know, around here, after what has been a long winter, you really look forward to that warm season.
No, you are the first one that I have heard, and I was wondering when it was going to be said. You're the first one, Art, that has said that it's been a long winter, and it has been a long winter.
Well, yeah, that December debacle at the end.
Oh,
the
yes,
end of
January,
please.
Brutal.
Which you may recall, I called you from Miami.
Yes, I remember that. And by the way, Art, your long-range forecast on what the winter was going to be was right on the money. So what does the spring outlook look like?
Well, you know, like you say, I think April's going to be cooler than average. May is looking a little warmer. And of course we start June, you know, the meteorological community starts summer on June 1st. So I'm looking for a fairly turbulent spring, maybe a little wetter than average, cooler temperatures overall than the long-term average. Spring is a crazy time of year. You know, very unstable. You can have a day in the 70s, and then it's in the 40s, the next day in raining. And if we may be looking at something like that, I would not be surprised if we see some April snow as well.
Wow.
But fortunately, that time of year, it doesn't
let it snow
anymore.
Again.
Well, Art, is it the result of the position of the jet stream that we're getting all of this?
Yes. It's the jet stream is blowing to the south of us. And if the jet stream is to the south of us, that's where the storms are going to go. If you get a storm passing off to the south of us, you end up here in Connecticut on the cold side of the storm.
Right.
If it goes up the, say, the St. Lawrence River Valley, up towards Montreal, we end up on the warm side. But all the storms have been going to the south of us. So you end up on the cold side, and you know, this is what you end up with, these repeated snowstorms.
Well, what affects, obviously, atmospheric conditions, but what affects the jet stream? In other words, what dramatic change would have to take place to maybe break up this high-pressure system that's hanging around Greenland?
Yeah, well, we would need to build a ridge, get a high-pressure area to develop over the southeast to push the jet stream farther north and have it drop into the western part of the country. But in the spring, you know, it meanders all over the place. That's why the spring forecasting is so difficult. But there is some indication towards the end of the month there'll be some of that happening where we'll moderate a little, but not until the last few days of March. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I think the majority of the rest of the month is going to be below average temperature and kind of windy. I mean, this is the windy time of year. March and April is when it's the windiest on average. So
you know, what I wanted to tell you, seeing that you were going to be on this morning, when I watch television, watch the news, and I'm watching here now, right? I think that everything in Connecticut is just snow, drifting this. I thought it was Connecticut. It's not Connecticut. It's some of the other parts of Connecticut. Do you know what I mean? They're showing those parts. They're showing those parts.
They're what?
they're showing those parts of Connecticut, some of these weather people, instead of everything.
Well, it's very hard. I mean, you know, when you get on television, you've got 3 minutes maybe to try to cover the whole state. And that's a lot. It's a lot to talk about. You know, you've got high country in the northwest, the northeast, you've got the valley in the middle, you've got the shoreline. Those are distinctly different areas. So you kind of have to broad brush the whole thing. It's a tough job to try to cover it all at once, and then you have to hope everybody's watching at the right time and to remember what you say. That's what's nice about the websites, is you can go to the website and print the forecast and have a hard copy of it. But, you know, I mean, it's a challenging job. I think that folks over at Channel 30 have been doing a real good job with this, and that's who I've been watching lately, is my old station, Channel 30.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm amazed at how you do it anyway, looking at a green board and trying to picture a map and where all of this stuff is going. That's an art in itself, Art.
No pun intended. Yeah. You have a monitor. You have TV monitors on either side.
Right.
And then you have one in the front, too. So when you're on television doing the weather, you're watching yourself do the weather on television. So, you know, you want to make it look like there's something behind you, because otherwise it's distracting. So you just look at the monitors on the side and point to where things are. It's like looking in a mirror, in a sense. And over time, you acquire the skill to be able to do it. It's not brain surgery. After a while, you begin to get a feel for it. It's not that difficult. I think even Brad could do it.
I knew that was it. I was about to come. Yes. I doubt it.
You could.
So as we look ahead then, it's going to be an interesting 24 or so hours, but what you're saying is we still have to expect some of these moving parts to develop, like another low-pressure system off the coast.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. There's what we say bust potential on this one. That is, you know, the forecast could end up being less snow than we're predicting, if anything. But you have to make a call, and even though 5 to 10 inches is a big range, in this situation, you're just telling people, hey, this thing is kind of an ornery monster to try to predict, and the range of what can happen is fairly large. But that's about all you can do with these spring storms.
Talking with Art Horn, and your long range once more for spring is particularly in the early part of spring. It's going to be on the volatile side?
Yeah, volatile and cool, I think, overall. And, you know, as we get into April, I would not be surprised if we have an April snow event. To what degree, I can't say, but I would not be surprised if this thing is not over. This pattern we're in right now. And, of course, May gets better. It's got to get warmer.
Yeah.
And I can say, I think the summer from the people that I talk to and are in that business of long-range prediction are forecasting a little warmer than the long-term average, which is fine for me. You know, the winter takes forever, and the summer just flies by.
Yeah, it works for me, too, and I'm sure there'll be the news stories. Is ISO New England prepared for a warmer-than-usual summer?
Oh, I can hear it now. Join us.
They're usually prepared, though. Art, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up our interview?
I think what we call this winter is a bookend winter. You know, we have the very cold and the big storm. In early January, then it kind of moderated. You know, things were not so bad as we got into the later January and February. Then we came into this month. So we call it a bookend winter, where you've got cold snow in the beginning, kind of a middle that wasn't so bad, and then the end. But overall, it's made it, another even longer winter than last year. But, hey, you know, I've always said you can't appreciate the warm weather unless you have some cold weather.
All right, I'll live with that
statement. And that's the last word.
But you know, I will say, Brad, Art, you called and I remember you saying that it would warm up during portions of the winter, but your words were, do not be fooled, because it would get cold again, and you were right on the money with that.
Yeah, the La Nina winters are notorious for that, where you have the extreme cold, warms up, oh, winter's over, boom, you know, it comes back.
Yeah.
That is the notorious nature of the La Nina winter, and it seems to have played out pretty well.
Yeah. All right, great job as always.
Thanks
for spending some time with us.
Oh yeah.
All right, gentlemen, always good to talk to you.
You bet.
Just tremendous. Just tremendous.
Yep.
Okay, 27 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.